I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road. LA Times critic Jonathan Gold's here to make us salivate over his recent trip to Italy. While he was there, he ate at Massimo Bottura's restaurant, Osteria Francescana in Modena, recently ranked number 2 in the world. And today, he gives us the highlights.
There were almost too many things to list, but the dishes that impressed me the most, I think, were one where he constructed a kind of Frankenstein eel out of vegetables and eel from the Po River that had been, you know, passed through it to me so many times that it was almost like an eel cloud rather than eel itself. There was his famous five stages of Parmigiano, where he takes five different ages of Parmesan cheese and makes, you know, one into a sauce and one into an air and one into kind of mousse or a sformato and one into like a fried bit. And he assembles them so you're tasting the same cheese from the same place, the same grower, cooked in different ways, and it comes together and you sort of understand this, like almost like having a hologram of Parmesan in your mouth.
Amazing.
It's such an impressive dish. And he did a few more of the ethereal things, and then at the end, after dessert, they brought out this silver pot, and they spooned tortellini onto people's plates and plopped the pot in front of me. And it was like basically, you know, tortellini and cap'n broth that had been thickened with cream, but it was perfect. It was the distillation of what that dish could be. It's like, oh yeah, you can do this, but can you cook Italian food? He can cook Italian food. It was like the biggest like mic drop I've ever seen a chef do. It's just stunning.
Oh, so wonderful. Yeah, I had lunch there once a few years ago, and I remember it being this one risotto dish, which at lunch it is much less, the food is less worked, but it was the most extraordinary Parmesan risotto I've ever had in my life. It was just something else entirely.
I can imagine. I mean, when you're working on that sort of like, you know, grand technique heavy abstracted level that he's working on, if you're Rene Redzepi, you have the advantage that none of the people who are flying in from the US or London to experience your cuisine really know that much about traditional Nordic cooking. You know, you can use drone bees instead of egg yolks in your Abel skiver, and people say, oh, how interesting. But everybody has an idea of what they like in Italian food. And so being able to abstract it while still keeping it grounded in the food itself is really hard. It's a virtuoso thing. And it was great.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.
That was Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about Massimo Bottura's restaurant, Osteria Francescana in Modena, a place at the top of most foodies' will travel to eat list. You can hear more about Jonathan's trip to Italy tomorrow on Good Food between 11 and noon.